Ian Scholes. Every time I think I might go ahead and call myself a progressive, drink the latte Kool-Aid, and move into a brave new tomorrow, I read something that gets my blood boiling. This time around is a review of Hamilton. I have not seen Hamilton. I don't have much of a desire to see Hamilton. If I'd seen it off-Broadway, that would have been great, but now it is a thing. With insufferable elites holding forth at parties about it, or rather about the rigmarole they had to go through to get tickets, I hate things. Anyway, I read a review by a guy named Alex Nichols in Current Affairs, of all places, who was mad at Hamilton because the lyrics aren't good, the music is bad hip-hop, the book is wrong-headed, and it was only made famous because the power elite of New York and D.C. took a shine to it. All of these things might be true. I have no idea. He writes, quote, Hamilton is the nationwide sensation that only 0.001% of the nation has ever witnessed. There's something revealing in the disjunction between Hamilton's popularity in the world of online media and Hamilton's popularity in the world of actual human persons. After all, here we have a cultural product whose appeal essentially consists of a broad coalition of the worst people in America. New York Times writers, 15-year-olds who aspire to answer the phone in Chuck Schumer's office, people who want to get into steampunk but have a copper sensitivity, and wonks, unquote. Ouch, good snark. Still, I have to say to that, the smallness of audience is a problem of theater, Mr. Critic, not Hamilton per se. It's only as big as the crowd who sees it live. Can't hold a candle to movies and TV and the web, and it kind of got square until Hamilton came along. Rich old ladies, lawyers, politicians. Now, I haven't gone to a play in years, unless I was comped in, and I used to love theater. Why haven't I gone? Well, Hamilton costs $400 to get in. That's one ticket, non-scalped, and you have to order ahead a couple months. Throw in a date, dinner, paying the babysitter. You're looking at $2,000 for an evening, kind of a showstopper before I even see the show. A bad review is a straw man, as far as I'm concerned. Still, the real thing that got this guy's goat was the lack of historical revisionism. It kind of praised the founding fathers. It ducks the question of slavery, and the colorblindness of the casting, one of the big selling points of the show, is seen as a kind of Uncle Tomism or something. He writes, quote, instead of worrying ourselves about the brutal origins of the American state and the lasting economic effects of those early inequities, we can simply turn the founding fathers black and enjoy the show, unquote. He calls it superficial diversity. Well, that is just stupid. It's a play. Actors are pretending to be other people. If you want to lecture us with George Washington was a slave owner, man, well, save it. It's not something we don't already know. Do you think the people who made Hamilton don't know? How colorblind can casting get before you shut up about it? Maybe the author, a person of color, wanted to write about something other than race for 2 seconds. Is that okay with you, Mr. Mansplainer Progressive? $400 a pop. There's your trouble right there. $400 to see a play. At that price, who cares if it has something to say? There'll be elephants and fireworks. Everything else is toothpaste. Everything that's a thing these days is a thing we can't afford to see, which is why we can't have nice things. Just one thing at a time. You drool over it or despise it. No in-between thing for us. No, sir. I gotta go.